Welcome to Me Time, the podcast for women in midlife who've been taking care of everyone else and now say, it's my turn to take care of me. I'm Kim Aceto, health and self-care coach for women in midlife and your host. Thank you for spending your precious me time with me right now. Enjoy the show. Okay, so today I'm here with Judy Friedman. Let me tell you about Judy. Judy Friedman is the creator of the award-winning blog, aboomerslifeafter50.com, targeted to baby boomer women who are going through a similar life journey in mind, body, and spirit. After being widowed at the age of 50, Judy has been reinventing herself for more than a decade. She started blogging in 2007 when she was approaching her 50th birthday. Her original blog captured her feelings as she approached this milestone midlife age. It was a life-changing year for her when her 24-year marriage ended after her husband took ill and passed away 2 weeks shy of her 50th. Shortly after losing her spouse, she also became an empty nester when her daughter graduated from college and her son graduated from high school. Her readers wanted to know what was going to happen to her after the significant loss, so she started a new blog, aboomerslifeafter50.com. With the help of coaching, counseling, education, and the support of family and friends, including her virtual community of blog readers, Judy says her life went from one of loneliness to one of loveliness, and one of grief to one of gratitude. In 2013, she retired early from her tenured career in corporate communications to pursue her passions, blogging, becoming a yoga instructor, traveling, and as she likes to preach, especially during these stressful times, to spend more time being instead of constant doing. Now in her early 60s, she continues to evolve. She admits that despite the ups and downs over the years, and even during COVID-19, the one thing that hasn't changed is her positive attitude for each present moment. As Judy the blogger says, my philosophy is to age gracefully, be optimistic about the future, and keep my chin up so my neck stays forever wrinkle-free. All right, Judy, welcome to the Me Time Midlife podcast again.
Thank you, Kim. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's so great to have you back. And because I haven't had you on for a little while and times have changed, can you share maybe one or two things that you've been doing for your me time these days?
Well, for my me time, I've been spending time at my shore, my condo at the shore. Mm-hmm. And it's been a really wonderful place to escape to, or I should say retreat to. I spent most of the month of August there, and it's just a very peaceful place. It's on a little island, not too busy. There's not a lot to do there in terms of, you know, activities, but the activities that you can do, you're really within nature. So walking on the beach, seeing the sandpipers, sitting on my deck and just watching the clouds, riding my bicycle. It's just been, it was really beautiful few weeks.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That's great. So let's talk about slowing down, which it sounds like you had a really nice time doing that at the shore. So I want to talk about this because when we talked earlier, you talked about trying to take the word busy out of your vocabulary. So let's kind of start there. Where did this desire to take that word out of your vocabulary come from?
I hear so many people, even with COVID-19, when I would talk to people in the past several months, even though we were literally put on, you know, our lives were put on hold, you could say, with quarantine, everybody seemed to tell me they were so busy. And I have this mantra card that I got from Yoga Journal. It's up in my office and it says, busyness is not a badge of honor. And busyness to me is the opposite of slowing down. When we're busy, we're likely multitasking, we're working at a fast pace, the world is whirling by. we're not as focused. We're doing many, many things. And that's okay. But eventually, if your life is constantly busy, 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 your energy is just whirling away, you're going to burn out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And not to mention all of the negative health consequences that come with just running around all the time, whether it's physically or in our own brains, right? With you said, right. Talk about multitasking. It's really bad for our health. It keeps our stress up, our anxiety, our cortisol, all of those things that are just really negative consequences over time.
And I found that even during COVID, even though we couldn't be busy maybe outside, it was very easy, even for myself, and I've written about this on my blog, it was easy for me to get in that on that treadmill again, even though I wasn't going outside or seeing people, I was Zooming, so much so that even when I wanted to have a Zoom with some of my friends, people were too busy to have a Zoom or too tired because they were Zooming so much. And I wasn't working full time, so I didn't have a full time job. So I totally understand my friends who were working and on Zoom calls, literally from, you know, like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. So I noticed too that companies aren't adapting or weren't and still aren't really to a certain extent totally adapting to the changing environment. Mm-hmm. And so even, you know, if you're having a meeting that might have been several hours in, you know, in a room or with people together, was a little bit different than being online all the time. And I moved my newspaper. I decided, well, I wasn't going to get my newspaper anymore, partly because of COVID, but I decided, okay, it's time to change. I'll get it online. And I'm an avid New York Times reader. And when I did that, I feel like now I was just saying to a friend that I am on my laptop or my iPad or my phone so much more. Mm-hmm. And I definitely was filling out my day with Zooms and yoga trainings and yoga meditation, you know, webinars. Everybody was trying to capture, you know, your attention. So between all the streaming, the television shows, you're constantly being told, you know, there's this show or that show you should watch. So it's very easy to get into that busy mode.
Right. It's so funny how Zooming is now a verb, right? Right.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. You're right. You're right. And it's interesting because my other mantra card that I got from the same yoga journal that month, that's also up on my bulletin board in my office, says, it's okay to rest.
Mm. Yeah. I love that. Giving yourself permission to rest. Right. I mean, to read that. And yeah, absolutely. And yeah, that the thing about working from home, like remote work, is you have to, I mean, it's easy to just work all the time or to be in front of a screen all the time because, you know, you don't have that time commuting. You know, it's hard to separate work and home life, you know, especially if you work at your dining room table where you also eat. Where you also spend time with your partner or your family or whatever that is. So, you know, having those boundaries, I think, is really important. But I want to ask you because, you know, this is kind of, well, I don't want to say new for you, but you weren't always a person who, you know, slowed down very easily, right? I remember you telling me that when you retired from your, you know, from work, you actually got busier. tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes. So I retired 7 years ago. I retired early from my full-time corporate career. And when I first retired, I started, you know, I was talking to people about retirement, and I never liked that word. I think I was afraid of the word retire, like I was going into the abyss or something, you know, that was the end of my life.
Right.
And I didn't know when I've been working for 30 plus years in corporate life and on speaking of fast pace and stressful environment in a kind of stressful environment. And I loved what I did, but I was doing. And there was never time to just be, to sit and be. And mindfulness wasn't really even in the vocabulary then. You know, you talk about taking words in and out of the vocabulary. But I also, you know, had lost my husband. So, and my children had left the nest. So I was on my own. I had this like new world that I could explore. So, wow, explore I did. And I had lost my identity. So I had to discover a new identity. You know, who was I outside of my work? And people that had retired kept telling me, well, you have to have a schedule. You have to have a schedule. So, I mean, I'm the queen of scheduling. I have so many interests and passions and curiosity that I just filled up my calendar. You know, there were all these things I wanted to do during my life after 50, and I was going to do them. So I started, you know, working harder on my blog. I not only was doing yoga, but I decided I was going to become a yoga teacher. And then when I became a teacher, I wanted to share all those benefits. So I was very lucky. I was able to get part-time yoga jobs and teach yoga not only in one place, but in two places, and then have a private, you know, client. So I was going, and then I was traveling, and my blog, my people wanted to work with me, which was really, again, everything was great stuff, but it was, I couldn't say no. And I know you had, I just listened to one of your podcasts about, what is it? The five things saying no. Yeah. And I had the hardest time saying no. Mm-hmm. And I finally realized that I couldn't do it all, and I couldn't do it in a day, in a month, or even in a year. Mm-hmm. And the things that I wanted to do, if I had to say no, it was okay. It was okay to say no. And I think it was, one of my coaches at the time who said to me, no is a full sentence. Mm. Say no. You don't have to say anything more. Just no. And I started saying no, and it was very freeing. And sometimes it would be like, no, you know, I didn't really want to say no.
Right.
My body was saying to say no, but my mind was like, oh, I really want to, but you know, so it was all such, again, wonderful, wonderful opportunities.
Mm-hmm. So what did it eventually take?
I tend to go, go, go. I'm like the Energizer Bunny, and then almost the battery wears out and it falls over, you know, like yeah. That commercial where it falls over.
Right.
So that's what it took, Kim. It really took for me to fall over, and my health. It took more of a crisis with my health to slow me down. And I burned out. I was traveling. It was shortly before I turned 60. You know, I had had such loss in my life shortly before I turned 50 that right before I turned 60, I started having problems, some health problems, and that weren't being diagnosed. And I was still, you know, well, I can still do it. Even though I have these health problems, I can still keep going. I can still travel and do my blogging and teach yoga and all at the same time. And my body was saying, no, no, you can't. No, you can't. And I wasn't listening to my body. And it wasn't until I was in an emergency room on a blogging trip on a cruise in Greece that a doctor said to me, you probably have a tumor in your bladder. And I didn't even know the word, I mean, again, talk about vocabulary, bladder cancer wasn't even mm-hmm. in my vocabulary. I mean, it wasn't in my, you know, anywhere in my life. I didn't know anybody that had it. And it just, I didn't know you could get cancer in your bladder. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the naivety of it. Mm-hmm. And I ended up, I came home after that cruise and saw a doctor and ended up having surgery and learning that I had bladder cancer. And thankfully, it was non-invasive at the time and nothing was, I didn't need any treatments. So again, I was very lucky that I did finally listen to my body. So I tell this to women, especially because a lot of women I know were so focused on others and not on our own health. And we'll miss our mammograms, we'll miss our well checkups. We have, like I had, UTIs, urinary tract infections, and doctors will say, oh, it's nothing. And it's, you know, it's nothing, it's nothing. And then it is something. So that's kind of what happened to me. And I didn't have any of the, you know, what is it where people say, oh, is it hereditary? Mm-hmm. I wasn't a smoker. But I think, you know, so many people I know at this age who get cancer, and it's the stresses that we put on our body and our environment, you know, that we're in, that tells us, you know, to slow down. Mm-hmm. So it really stopped me, and it didn't stop me completely. I mean, I recovered, and the only thing with bladder cancer is it can return. Mm. So like other cancers too, but bladder cancer has a high incidence of return. And a year ago, my bladder cancer did return. The good thing is I get scoped every 3 months. So there's like that anticipation. Oh, am I going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? And I was for over a year, but then I wasn't. So mm-hmm. when the bladder cancer came back, I had to have some treatments. Thankfully, again, it was not invasive, but it was a cancer, more significant lesion that can lead to an invasive type of cancer. So I had immunotherapy, and I came through that, but I had some side effects and still continued to do a little travel. And it wasn't until actually exactly a year ago that I was having a lot of side effects and a lot of other health issues from different medications I was taking that really, again, I had to listen to my body because it wasn't getting better. Mm-hmm. It wasn't getting better and things were getting worse. So I finally sought out help, and I did get a wonderful therapist who helped me and is helping me, continually helping me navigate the slowing down process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially, I mean, you've been so busy for so many decades of your life, you know, and all of a sudden you retire. It can just be, I mean, it could be jarring, right? To just all of a sudden your life changes, and it might feel more comfortable to just, you know, put stuff into your schedule and make sure that you keep going and you feel like you have purpose and significance and all of those things. But I really love how you shared about what I call the warning signs, because there are usually warning signs that if we are mindful enough and we're paying attention, our body will tell us that there's something wrong and we need to pay attention to that. So I love how you're sharing some of the things that I usually preach, but it's nice to hear from somebody else, you know?
Well, it is. And as a yoga teacher, you know, yoga is all about the union of our breath and our body and our mind. And when I always tell new students and my existing students with yoga, when you start to do yoga and meditation, you get more in touch. There's no doubt that you get more in touch, especially with the yoga, more in touch with your with your body mm-hmm. and the parts of your body. And there's greater awareness there. And awareness is the first step
right.
in slowing down. And so if we're more aware of what's going on in our body, or what's going on, you know, with our feelings and our in our mind, we can address it. But when we're so busy, you know, getting back to that first question about the word busy, when we're so busy, we lose focus and attention, and we just keep going. Mm-hmm. So we don't even take time to breathe.
Right, right. So I want to ask you a little bit more about that plaque or whatever you have up on your wall that says busyness is not a badge of honor that you shared earlier, because I think that a lot of women, you know, maybe consider slowing down or being busy as a sign of weakness. Importance, right? If I'm busy, that means I'm important. They might not mm-hmm. think that. I'll say we, right? Okay, because mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying I don't feel the same way. I don't struggle with the same things. But
right.
there are people, you know, we, mm-hmm. you know, can see slowing down as a sign of weakness or a sign of aging, and they don't want to slow down because it means I'm getting old or I can't, you know, do as much as I used to. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Or what else do you think the fear might be around slowing down for some women?
There is a fear, I think, you know, not only for women, but for men as well. I think there's a fear of, you know, even your, I don't mean to be morbid, but even your own mortality, you know, and a fear of loss. And so it's challenging and it's hard to accept the losses or limitations that aging brings. You know, I can't run anymore because of I have certain issues with my feet, but I'm grateful I can walk. And I can't do, you know, shoulder stand anymore because of my shoulders, you know, or I can't mm-hmm. hold my plank because of the issues I've had with my stomach, but I can still do yoga. So I used to have, you know, it reminds me of, I used to have a poster in my office throughout my whole career. It was from the School of Visual Arts. And it said that to be good is not enough when you dream of being great. Mm-hmm. And I took that poster down when I left my office and I kept it. And I put it in the closet and I haven't taken it out since. Mm. Because I think at this stage of life, being good is good enough. Mm. So there's no longer anyone I have to impress unless it's myself. Mm. And it's time to stop comparing ourselves to others. Mm. And I've been reading a lot about that. And studying it from the standpoint of even with yoga. Again, I bring back the yoga because the philosophy of yoga is there is no judgment. Mm-hmm. And I think judging is a big sign of that fear, mm-hmm. you know, that we're mm-hmm. not, you know, like you're saying, we're not good enough or we're not as good or I should be doing this or I should be doing that. And that's one thing I've talked a lot about with my coach and therapist is taking that word, you know, again, our vocabulary changing should or used to, you know, especially used to. I used to be able to do that or I used to be able to do this or we used to do these things. Especially now with COVID, that's so living in the past that's never going to be the same. And going into the future, you know, I wish I could do this or I wish I could do that. Those words are going into the you know, the past and the future, which we really can't predict, especially again now with COVID. We don't know. So really all we have right now is this moment. And I do think as we age with everything, you know, our society, and I'm sure you've seen this too, our society keeps saying, oh, we're going to live longer and everybody's living longer and we can work longer and we can, you know, don't take your Social Security till 70 and you can do new things. And absolutely, I mean, look, I'm an example of I reinvented myself after 50. You know, I left my job and I was very afraid of leaving my full-time career. And I have even, you know, better opportunities now and more joy in my life because I'm doing the things that I really want to do now. But at the same time, we're living longer, but I found that definitely my 60s, my body in my 60s, and I'm only 62, is different than my body was in my 50s. So, you know, speaking of midlife, my middle-aged, every time I look at my body, I'm like, oh, that middle-aged, I don't think it's ever going to go away. But it's okay. You know, that's who I am. I'm not going to fit into those jeans that I wore, but that's okay. I wear now leggings anyway. You know, right. So, I do think that, and I'm finding with, even with my friends of mine, that we all have some kind of health issue at this age. You know, our bodies, you know, gone is the perfect body, or again, trying to get into that size, you know, jean or clothes that we may have worn. So, you know, our body has been through a lot of stress and, you know, so we have to accept it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. I jotted down a few things. We're just about out of time, unfortunately. I love talking with you, but I'm looking at the clock. I want to share just a couple of things I wrote down, maybe to leave listeners with, that really stuck out to me. You said, being good is good enough. I wonder who needs to hear that today. Also, you said, I don't need to impress anyone but myself. And I love that. And then this one I haven't heard of, but I'm so glad you shared this with me. Taking used to out of your vocabulary. And you were just sharing right now about your pants. You know, you could say, oh, I used to be able to fit into this size, or I used to have a flatter stomach, or I used to, right? And I hear that a lot too. And I really like, you know, taking that word out of your vocabulary. So Judy, this has been wonderful. I so appreciate you sharing your journey with us today. Is there anything else that you want to leave listeners with regarding slowing down or being busy or just being?
I think the one word I'd like to add is my inspirational word for the year. And it was a word that I decided on before COVID. Mm. And that word is allow. Mm-hmm. And it's really resonated with my readers as well. It's a very inspirational word. And I think if you were to put that up in your room on your bulletin board, allow, it means to give permission to do something, to admit the truth, and just to allow yourself, whether it's giving yourself permission to say no or giving yourself permission to slow down.
Mm, I love
it's
that.
It's okay.
Allow. That's great. That's great. Also, as we near the end of the year and, you know, kind of thinking about what our word for 2021 is going to be, right? So anyone listening who has never done this before, consider creating a word that's going to really help guide your life this coming year in 2021. So Judy, thank you so much for sharing that word with us allow today and for everything else. Really, really appreciate you coming on and always love having you here.
Thank you, Kim. It's nice to be here.
If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it. The best way is to simply tell your midlife friends about it. It also helps the show's visibility if you rate and review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or simply directly in your Apple Podcasts app if you listen to the show that way. And if you want more me time in your life and continue the conversations we have on the show with other women on a similar journey, consider joining our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook. Simply search for Me Time Midlife Community in your Facebook search bar, or go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.